This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Embassy Entertainment and Records.
Welcome back to my mom's favorite podcast on HMBRadio.com. Today's show is going to be John Jacobs. It's great. We're going to talk about his world travels all over MTV, the big things he's doing locally. And I don't know. I've heard that he has some crazy Hollywood stories. Someone tried to coax him out of them. I don't know if it's going to work, but we'll see. So, as always, thanks for tuning in to my mom's favorite podcast on HMBRadio.com. And if you're wondering why these intros are getting so good, it's because I'm the fucking man. Thank you very much for listening, and let's do it. Welcome to the show, John Jacobs. See them haters giving me mugs, ladies giving me hugs. No, it ain't no rocket science, it's because I'm a player, 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 oh, 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 I'm a player. What's up, John? How are you doing today,
buddy? Is that Amadeus?
That's I'm hilarious. A player. I'm a player.
That's great.
That's Tech N9ne, baby.
I've never heard. I like Tech N9ne because he has that song about all the white girls go crazy, all the black girls go crazy. That's a good song.
He has a lot of really good songs, man. I love me some Tech N9ne. I got to admit it.
So, and he spells it weird too. There's like a nine in the name, right?
There's a nine. He's put a nine in there. He's put a Y in there.
Okay.
Like if you go like my
Y9, same thing.
Yeah, like my Pandora channels, I have like two or three different Tech N9ne channels because I spelled it different ways when I was stoned before.
Okay, I love how it sounds like you're kind of whispering, like your mom's here, like in the other room. Like keep it down,
dude. You're gonna wake her up. Don't get me in trouble.
I know this is my favorite podcast, but I hate when you record it. Oh wait, I can curse on this one.
Yeah, you can curse the fucking brains out.
Oh jeez. I'm going to save it, though. I'm going to use it at the right times.
All
right.
The only thing you can't do is be careful with hitting this table in the middle here.
Okay. Okay. Don't hit the table in the middle?
Don't hit the table, yeah.
Okay.
Fucker.
But what if, what if I have to?
I mean, if you have to, you have to. But, well, give it a little tap, a little baby tap. A little bit more than that.
It seems decent.
Yeah, but you can start.
Hard table.
Once you. Okay. Oh, it's not as bad as it was before. Did
Good
you do
job.
Something to that?
Well, the studio's got upgrades, huh?
I like John's confidence that he doesn't have a cell phone protector on his phone.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. That's why I do it, too.
That's pretty ballsy.
Everybody thinks I'm, like, insane. And I go, I've had this ish. I don't know why I don't want to curse, but I don't want to now just from being on. I think it was all that time I spent with JB Smoove on the last podcast.
Yeah, if you you guys got to listen to... HMB Radio's other, I guess, flagship podcast.
The flagship, huh?
Because it's the first podcast from it, the homemade broadcast.
Yeah, we got the Dallas Cowboys guys that haven't done one in 2 months. But
who's the Dallas Cowboys?
They're just a comedy group down there. And,
like Dallas Cowboys.
That's right.
I was going to get them on the show. I never got around to that.
I'm sure they'd love to come in and talk to you at some point. They're really good guys. They're hilarious.
Why haven't they been doing shows?
Well, they actually have an opportunity to do a pilot. Or they know somebody who's a producer.
A pilot.
Yeah, do that.
Having a three-way with a pilot?
Yeah.
So they've been working on that, so I've been cutting them some slack. But also, Ariel Stevenson is going to be doing a podcast on the network coming probably a couple weeks, beginning of April.
You said that was the girl that was going to do the podcast about the old-time wrestlers or whatnot?
Yep. She's in graduate school. She's going to make that her graduate thesis, and then she's going to incorporate the podcast into her thesis.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
I want to have her on the show because I'm a huge wrestling fan.
Yeah, she is not a wrestling fan, though, which is a thing.
What the hell is wrong? Everything about this is wrong.
I know.
It was
a girl in graduate school is doing a fucking
Why are you getting a thesis, girl? Cook something. Yeah. No, I'm kidding, Ariel.
Yeah, come
kidding.
On. Just be hot or we'll marry you. Come on. Am I right, James Bailey's mom?
What, she's going to come in here and be like smoking hot. I'm going to be like, hi. She'll be like, fuck you. I heard the podcast.
Yeah, she'll like it. She'll think you're famous.
Yeah,
you're
girls
famous,
like
baby.
When you neg them, so.
Yeah, I love that.
Girls like when you neg them.
Yeah, you ugly bitch.
Yeah,
Yeah, I hate you.
Yeah, not many people can pull off greasy skin, but you really rock it, girl.
That's kind of what I'm going for. I have a line in a bit, which is kind of like, you know, you gotta compusalt them. You gotta compliment insult. Like, go up to a chick in a club and be like, "Hey, I just want to let you know that you're the hottest girl in here, but everybody in here is ugly as fuck, so that's really not saying much."
That's like a Donald Trump way. Yeah. He's the master burrito.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you gotta pull those back, because like it's an actual pickup technique called I want
to
say it's
keys to the VIP.
I think they stopped calling it negging because of the similarity to another negative word with an N.
What word starts with N and has a nice G in there? A
couple G's that are hard.
Maybe throw an R in there? Oh, yeah. Can you imagine?
Bunch of neggers, man.
Whoa!
You can't neg them.
You can't neg them.
What up, mine? No, it's just going to sound exactly the same. Yeah. Well, I mean, I can say it. I'm brown.
Trump endorses this podcast.
I'm a little half and half. But no, it's an actual...
Yeah, you're allowed to say it.
Where you like hit on a girl like... I can't remember exactly what it's called, but basically you'll say something like, "Man, your eyes are really blue."
Okay.
Like, almost weirdly blue. It's a little weird. You need to tone that. Like, you know, you give them a compliment.
Give them a compliment, but be mean.
Like, "Hey, I really like your earrings. My grandmother wears a lot of costume jewelry." You know, shit like where they're like, "Oh, thank. Wait a minute, what?"
And or you just go, "Nice tits." Yeah. Psych.
Nice tits for an old whore.
Yeah, your tits suck.
I mean, like, they're better than a cow's tits, but not by much.
No way, dude. Cow's tits, you can, you know.
Just whatever
Oreos.
You say. Ha, just kidding.
Ha, just kidding. I love you.
I never used to do a lot of techniques or pickup lines. I guess I just would be, like, cute and drunk
I'm
just
crazy.
Be like, "What's up?"
Yeah, my problem is I'll naturally be like, "I love you." And they're like, "What?" And I'm like, "I guess, I don't know, I love you, I guess."
I always do that when they walk away. And then, you just gotta love you.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And then they kind of turn around halfway.
Yeah, they take it serious. It gets to a point. It's been a week. Do you mean this, or what are you saying? I'm just saying stuff, baby. Don't listen to me.
Don't. It's okay. I'm not following you.
This is your mama's favorite podcast. I'm an entertainer.
My mama's favorite. Yeah, it's, you know, sometimes, like, I met this girl, and she was fucking gorgeous, great big ass, which I'm a real big fan of. Really pretty eyes. I like ass and eyes. And
the great big ass.
The great big
sounds
ass.
Sounds like a thing you go visit. Like Montana.
I would visit it.
Come see the great big ass from the canyons.
And I kind of scared her just because we matched up on so much. I didn't go out with "I love you," but I was just kind of like, "Oh, this is just seems like a really good fit." And she was like, yeah. And like, it seemed really cool at first. And then like, out of nowhere, she's like, after like just not even a lot of dates, just a fistful maybe. She was like, I don't think we can see each other anymore. And I'm like,
Fistful of dates.
Yeah.
I like that term.
That's a good movie name. I should write that down.
A fistful of dates. Five fingers.
That's a pornographic movie I would like to see. Made.
Yeah. A fistful of dates. No, that could be
that could be a rom-com.
Fisty first dates.
Drew Barrymore.
Like
I was going to say.
That's
Drew
the
Barrymore.
Porn.
Nailed it.
Oh, I bet you that's been made. Here, where's...
Blended, too.
Well,
fistful of dates.
Google fisty first dates on my phone and see if it's a movie.
No, jeez.
I just want to see if it's been made yet.
I hope so. I really hope so.
So, John, what have you been doing? Tell us at least one good pull's worth of information.
Yeah, exactly. What can I tell you real quick? You know, back in town, been here for like 5 months now, back from L.A. I'm not famous anymore, which is...
There's an article to prove it now.
It's hilarious. They did an article on me in the Tribune about just what I'm trying to do with comedy here with these new rooms I'm setting up and just not being on TV, I guess. That's a newsworthy
thing. Yeah.
You know, Jacobs isn't on TV anymore. Get a writer over there.
You did a season of a reality show on MTV.
Two seasons, okay?
Oh, yeah, that's because they had you back for...
Yeah, it didn't last long on the second season.
I can't wait for the 25-year reunion where John will do the challenge and he's like 50.
I can't wait.
It's going to be great.
Dude,
look what the
first season of Are You The One?
Look what the Miz did.
Now. Exactly. Miz went on to be pro champion.
Yeah, he was WWE heavyweight champion of the world.
The Miz.
Did you ever see that when they were doing a telethon?
He's done movies.
They were doing a telethon, and he was, like, super nervous, and I guess his hands were really sweaty, and he had the number to call written on his hand, and he, like, was sweating, so he kept wiping it. And then he was like, "Call and he just got beads of sweat, and he can't read it.
Dude,
it's
The Miz crushes
hilarious.
Live. I don't know.
I'm not going to lie. The Real World Road Rules Challenge.
Yes, thank you.
Getting
it right.
Those were a guilty pleasure of mine back in the early 2000s. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
I
Dude, I was on the show with a bunch of these folks who, like, yeah. I'm like, when I was in middle school, girls in my class, they really liked you guys. And they're like, thank you. Thank you. I'm like, yeah, man, that's cool, isn't it?
Did you ask them what they were doing now, like selling insurance?
They're doing absolutely nothing. Mm. But, hey, it's a living. Them, it's, you know, it's like the dinosaurs in Flintstones. They just go, it's a living. And then, you know, guy shits into the pelican's mouth and he has to swallow it.
The Jamie Chung did something pretty good with it.
Yeah, didn't she win an Oscar or some shit?
No, she didn't go that good with it. But no. She was on a...
No, she was in Big Hero 6.
So she was in Hangover... She was in Hangover 2?
Was she?
Hangover 2 and 3. Yeah, she plays she's a Asian chick that homeboy marries that they go to Thailand for.
Nice.
Which it says a lot about her acting ability or America's racism that she's played a Thai, a Japanese, and a Korean girl and
yeah, all of matter.
We've all just been like, "Yeah, I can see that." Of course, yeah. Hey, she has range. She has
a lot of range all over the geographic range.
Well, it's like I tweeted a while like fucking years ago about Jimmy Smits. I was like, "I've seen Jimmy Smits convincingly play a Puerto Rican, a Cuban, and a Mexican."
Who's Jimmy Smits?
What?
NYPD no Blue?
NYPD.
Law and Order?
No.
Dexter?
Lawn
Sons
gay.
Of Anarchy?
Men of Gay Sex? No, none of these. I don't know any of these.
Those last two were just bad tries, dude. Come on, man.
Men of Gay Sex. Sons of Anarchy. I'm going straight to the point, folks. No beating first around all, the George Bush. Whoa.
Sons of Anarchy. What I hate you turned up.
The,
Sons of Anarchy was a great show.
Yeah, that's what people say.
But, it was. It was fucking
You think I want to see a bunch of big hairy pussy assholes riding around on motorcycles talking about, oh, my corn cob's the biggest. You know, some dumb shit like
all right,
that.
Ron Perlman, I just want to let you know that John Jacobs' views and opinions.
Listen, I love Hellboy. Make another one of those. But
I heard they are.
Fuck Motorcycle Club. What are you gonna do?
Oh, actually, you
come
want
to my show?
You want to hear something I did hear that was awesome from about Sons of Anarchy? And I can't remember. It was one of the earlier seasons, like 3 or 4. They only did 7, so I shouldn't talk like they did 12. But like, I heard that the guy who played the lead character, Jack Charlie Hunnam, he played Jax on the show, which is like the lead guy.
Okay.
He's British, and he's like, he said he's like, I'm not really a tough guy. I'm not gonna do the accent because his is so slight. I'll just fuck it up.
Right.
I'll make him sound like Dudley fucking Wright or something.
Okay. I don't know who Dudley Wright.
Dudley
is.
Moore.
I don't know who Dudley Moore is.
Arthur. Okay. Never mind. It'll be a.
I don't know anything.
It'll turn into a bad Russell Brand impression. Okay.
Okay.
But
Russell Brand.
He said he was at a restaurant in these in LA, and these a couple of like cholos walked up.
Right.
He didn't say cholo. He tried to be PC, but. You know who I'm talking about. Mexican
Cholos.
Gangbangers with all the gray and white
aye,
ink.
Aye, aye.
But he said he walked up and he was like, oh, shit, they're going to think I'm tough like Jax. Like, I'm not. I hope they don't want to fight. And they're like, hey, Holmes. And this is when the show aired on, like, Tuesdays. They're like, hey, Holmes, thanks for making the hood safe on Tuesdays, man. Everybody's watching your shit, man.
That's awesome.
And he's like, thanks. And they're like, no, man, thank you. And, like, I guess, so I guess fucking in the hood on
that's
Tuesdays,
good.
Everybody's like, no, we'll just watch Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, no shooting tonight. We're going to watch it and talk about it.
That's funny, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, the power of art. Sometimes it changes the world.
I'm hoping that that serious show causing peace and my comedy will cause a fight.
Oh, yeah, well, that's, you know, I was Niagara last week. You got to host the dream show. Yeah, folks need to know about this.
So
we were both on it, and Jesus Christ, what are the odds?
On the 11th, just this past week, because I think this will actually get put out next week. But on the 11th, me and John Jacobs and our friend Steve Netta and Joe Riga.
Yep.
We were doing Niagara Tab, which is it's a fun little gig.
It's usually great.
Yeah, it's usually
it's
great.
It's usually wonderful.
Michael Murillo, Mike, don't call me, or
yeah,
Michael,
don't call
me Mike.
Michael
Murillo, who's normally there, wasn't.
No.
And he asked me to host it. So I was like, cool. John's featuring. Steve Netta was headlining, and Rigo was doing a guest spot. We're all friends. We all hang out and shit.
Yeah.
I go up there, and starts off not great, but not horrid.
Right.
Like the first 5 minutes or so, I had some people. There was some
they're
laughing
listening a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, and then towards the back, like I haven't done bad yet, but like mid joke, mid set, just boom, people start shutting off, and just that's it. I was,
right.
I'd get them back for 2 or 3 words, and if they didn't laugh in 2 or 3 words, they're like, no, I'm tuning out for another minute.
Yeah, and I start falling off. Quick.
Yeah, and then I brought up Joe to guest set, and it did not improve for him.
Yeah, no, it didn't get any better.
And then I was just like, I'm not doing any time in between sets. I'm just bringing up the next. Joe ran his short. I was like, I didn't blame him.
No, yeah.
Yeah, and then you ran your whole time.
I did my time. Woo. Oh boy, was that tough 25 up there. First off, dude, the background is rainbow lights the whole time. Most gay thing ever in the least gay place on earth. It's just all these drunk bikers.
The gay bar wasn't even as gay.
Oh, no. So, yeah, they're just angrily staring at the stage, like, pissed off. We're doing comedy. And the thing is, because I drive past, there's this fucking bar called Fireplace that's burned to the ground. Like, so great and ironic. It's called Fireplace, just burned to the ground.
Irony.
But, yeah, and so apparently that was the biker bar. And because fucking Fireplace burned down, now all these, you know, pieces of shit need to come in and get drunk and try to fight. And it was great, man. Yeah, some Trump supporter came up to me afterwards and, like, got my face.
Well, while you were on stage, that dude fucking started yelling at other people to quiet fuck down.
Yeah,
and then yelled at
out.
You to get funny again.
Oh, that was the best. Yeah, guy gets kicked out, like, 15 minutes into my set because he's shouting at the rest of the crowd, like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, he didn't get kicked out. He just decided it was time to leave before he got in a fight.
I thought they were... I thought they were escorting him.
No, he was like, fine, fuck this, I'm leaving. No, he's actually friends with Chris, I guess.
Okay.
Because, like, I guess that's... He was yelling, I'm sick of Chris telling people every 5 minutes to shut the fuck up.
Right.
So it sounded like he was talking about... But I'm sick of the need for it, I think.
Right.
Because then, like, he was yelling at the two older fucking lesbian-looking bikers who I think may have died that night.
What? Yeah, you mean the
ones that got on the bike?
Driving on a motorcycle?
Yeah. The one that was just stumbling to the back.
That was great, too, to see the women get on the back of it with them, where I'm going, jeez, you trust this?
Well, no, that was the two women. Oh, yeah. Bike? Everybody was just getting on bikes.
Oh, yeah,
like,
oh. There was a lesbian couple there.
Yeah, they were the ones that were talking.
Lesbian bikers. Dyke bikers. After Sons of Gay Sex. Oh, callback to the, that's Sons of Gay Sex. It's the prequel to Men of Gay Sex.
Basically, there's a lot of gay sex.
Dyke bikers. I could see that. I'd be in like...
Fisting Shades of Grey.
It's on True TV. Dyke bikers. Going to get some bikes. Dyke, yeah, we are.
Dyke, yeah.
And then they just fight other lesbian bikers.
I'd watch that.
Oh, boy. That's all you need.
I'd DVR the shit out of that.
Yeah, the whole premise is just lesbian bikers. What's on from there? Whatever you want. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Maybe not the two that were at the bar that night.
Right.
Because they looked like they could beat me up. Probably you.
Yeah,
probably both of us.
Yeah, I was worried about that, too. Yeah. If I get beat up by a lesbian woman biker right now.
Like a 45-year-old chick who could, like...
Yeah, right.
She looked tough. Like, I'm not going to lie.
They looked tough.
They looked tough.
Fucking, like, airbrush American flag. Bald eagle on their chest and shit. They were real fucking... It was great. Great show, Niagara Tap. Look forward to the next time I get to do one of these.
Yeah, a guy came up to you after the show was flinching. Apparently, at one point, that
fucking
same guy walked up to Steve Netta while he was on stage and just stared at him with that goofy smile.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, this guy was out of his mind. He has a T-shirt of Hillary Clinton done up as the Joker from Batman.
Which is actually a pretty cool shirt.
Yeah, it was so scary. And, yeah, it's a Trump shirt. And I guess,
he's dominating right now from what you guys were just saying.
Florida. Like, hard.
Are you surprised, though?
No. Hey, I told you, man. My neighbor, for, like, the last 3 days, has been bumping Trump speeches in the backyard, drinking Natty Ice with his friend.
I don't want to get too into Trump, because here's the hits from the bowl, or bowl hits.
Oh, the popcorn.
It used to be a metal bowl, and then Will was like, I don't want you fucking touching my metal bowl anymore, so now we have this bowl. So if you want to at any point,
downgrades,
you can reach
in the studio, folks.
Yeah, whenever you want.
Mom's favorite podcast. Get your mom to beat his ass. Get that metal bowl back.
I'm still scared to let my mom listen to this.
Perfect.
I think I've talked shit about
it.
Do
people even
episodes.
Know what Hits from the Bowl is? Have you explained
this? Yeah, Hits from the Bowl, if you're a first-time listener, is just there's six random topics in there. Oh, yeah. I really should mention this because, John, you are the first person to ever, while I was writing my picks, just reaches over, grabs paper. I'm like, are you writing topics for the bowl?
Of course.
He's like, yeah, we're doing those.
Oh, yeah,
like,
there's no reason.
So two in those. Doing. I know, it's usually...
Got to contribute.
That's weird, man.
Gotta add.
Yeah, I usually never have my guests do that. Maybe I'll start that from now on. John, you can be a trendsetter.
Yeah, I'm a trailblazer, man.
You're my only guest with TV credits.
Hey, there you go. Boom. I just upgraded this whole fucking show. Another level.
Metal balls be damned.
So they'll say, you've seen James Bailey with John Jacobs from MTV's Are You the One? And they go, wait, so were you on TV? And they go, no, but I know the guy, and he was on my show. And also, it's the same network that had JB Smoove on. So, yeah, your
big
podcast
things.
Is basically represented by JB Smoove.
That's the claim that I'm not making.
100%. Hey, for him to be on this network means that he agrees to everything said on all of these shows. So JB Smoove is voting for Donald Trump. You heard it here second.
That's going to be my new sign up. This podcast brought to you by JB Smoove.
Yeah,
all
John
opinions.
Jacobs, and MTV. And BET. And HBO. Wow. Yeah.
Is there anything left in this?
Yeah,
I'm trying to get.
What a night for your career.
It blew
one
up. These
podcast.
Are going to be my. These are going to be my credits from now
oh,
on.
Oh boy, yeah. One podcast. JB Smoove
has spoken
and,
with, has shaken hands with yeah. a guy that I talked to.
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah. He sat next to Anthony Jeselnik.
Dude, Jeselnik didn't acknowledge him, but he knew he was there.
Nah, dude, like one of the best comedy nights ever. I got to host all weekend for Jeselnik. One of the last shows, Jim Brewer shows up, and he didn't want to go up. He just sits back at the comic table next to me and watches the whole show, and he's just laughing his ass off to everything Jeselnik says. And it was great to just see Jim Brewer laughing his ass off.
Dude, I just listened to his episode of This Is Not Happening, the Ari Shaffir Show.
Okay.
Which, for those of you that don't know, just YouTube This Is Not Happening, and he basically just has a shit ton of comics. Some assume, like some people are super famous,
yeah,
you know.
Big names.
Like Jim Brewer, and he's had Rogan on there, and who else has he had on there? Like Eliza was on there, Schlesinger,
okay.
And
yeah.
Some other people, and then he's had, you know, like people that you don't really know that well.
Yeah. Yeah, he's
but Jim Brewer's story on there, dude, I was laughing so fucking hard at work, I had to like pause it and like stop for a second because I couldn't breathe, I was just dying. People are like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
Are you okay there, Billy?
Yeah.
Did you have to step out of the box for a minute?
Yeah, I just had
the medication zone.
Take.
Well,
yeah, I'm good.
I'm trying to get to a level which I have now called, I've decided to name a level Burt Kreischer High.
Okay. Is that how you're feeling right now?
Not
you know
yet.
It's Burt Kreischer, right?
Kreischer. What did I say?
Kreischer.
Sorry. Burt Kreischer.
Fran Drescher.
Who I'm fucking... I've just recently, I feel like, over the last like year or so discovered, but I've just like listened to old podcasts and just anything I can find of him on the web and just absolutely love him. Dude's hilarious.
Yeah, he's super fun. And that's a Tampa guy.
Yeah.
Tampa local.
Yeah, and he's one of the only guys I've ever heard talk
Jesuit.
Good about Tampa.
Jesuit. Yeah, man.
But if you listen to like his podcast and shit that he's on, he does like he'll start laughing super like, and he's trying to talk and the laugh, and they all get super high pitch, and it's like the most magical like young child laugh.
Right.
And I don't know if like from hearing that recently or just trying to like talk through the laughter, like I've done that a couple times recently, been really stoned, and I was like, oh fuck, I'm fucking laughing like Burt Kreischer laughing. I'm like that's just because I'm really high. That's a new level of high.
Good story.
Good stuff. Hey, I like it. Burt Kreischer will hear this and be flattered.
I hope so.
It's Burt Kreischer.
Kreischer.
No, we already talked
God.
About it. Yeah.
I'm high.
Yeah,
I'm
Willie,
Burt
now
Kreischer.
That you're back, we discussed how much more famous your whole network is getting in one night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Me and JB Smoove. Yeah.
A guy that was on
Whoa.
MTV
Can't
and JB
it.
Smoove.
It's pretty good, though.
It's,
and
yeah,
now
and
JB's
we
definitely
saying,
the biggest.
And now
hit.
Burt Kreischer has been mentioned.
Oh yeah,
I said it right.
Who else? Yeah, President Obama's coming on soon, I think.
Yeah,
Did yeah. It was last
contact?
Day.
No, he's actually calling me right now.
Last day of his presidency. He'll
I'm
going to
tweet him and
I
ask him if
it.
The day after his last day of presidency, he'll come on the show and get high with
Dude,
me.
Be, Dude, oh my God! Please tell me you saw this. I don't want to believe it's real at all. Duh, I'm Facebook friends with that woman Betty Jo Bunker because. Of course. It's just going to be madness, whatever's coming out of here. She like shares this one link to some story, and it's like, President Obama claiming after he leaves the White House, he's moving down to Florida to do open mic stand-up comedy.
No
and
way.
I was like, there's no fucking way. But I was like, to even share this, and for this to even be a story that somebody typed up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, who's even making this crazy shit up at this point?
If it's like, if it's an article
Obama's
like.
Obama's coming down to try his hand at stand up.
If it was like The Onion, I would be okay with that article. Because I know The Onion is going to be like, oh, this will be funny. Listen.
Oh, yeah. No.
And it will be. It'll be good. I love The Onion.
Yeah.
But if it's like you know, somebody that's like, no, bro, I seriously heard this, I'd be like, you need to be shot in the face.
Dude, another picture I saw. That's the best part about
unless
being
it's
on
real,
Facebook,
that would
man.
Be amazing.
Exactly.
Bro,
dude.
I can give you 3 minutes.
What's that?
Just give the president 3 minutes.
Like, I know you think you're somebody, bro, but I've never heard
here's
you do comedy.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, I'm thinking, yeah, you bump him. Sorry, I can't get you up tonight, man. It's a pretty tight list.
Yeah, we got this guy who's been headlining locally for about 6 months, just stepped in. We're going to give him 15, bro. Sorry.
Yeah,
maybe
sorry,
next week.
Tara McGreevy just showed up, so we're going to throw her a nice 15, if that's okay. But
do not.
I love
not.
Oh, hell yeah. Dude, but,
we love Terry.
President. What I'm thinking
I bump
of,
him for Kevin the Cashier.
Dude, being in D.C., I could walk right up to the White House and shit all the time. Yeah. Like, we used to mess around up there. But I was thinking, like, if you just ran right up to the gates or some shit and were like, I need to talk to the president. And they, you know, they pull their guns right up. They're like, get down. You're like, no, this is an emergency. I work for the FBI. You have to tell the president Jolly Rancher is here. Like, that's the only code name. Like, you got to tell him. You think, like, somebody would probably be like, this
I think
guy's
he'd
claiming
get shot.
He's an agent. No, but they'd probably check, like, real quick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This guy says he's an agent. What name?
Let me see your badge.
Yeah. No, it's nobody killing. But maybe it worked. Maybe it worked.
No, you get shot. This isn't the fucking. This
but
isn't
if what if I'm wearing a suit? Okay.
A suit. Yeah, touche.
A suit and a lab coat over the suit. Are you kidding me? I got some important stuff going on. Okay.
And a Viking helmet
and
a
Viking
cap.
Helmet and a towel. You he could, brings it back.
You could run if there's a bring back to another podcast. Even.
Oh my God.
That's amazing.
Throw back to the other one with our other famous HBO
hear.
Celebrity guest. JB yeah. Ball.
JB. I haven't had JB. Should have JB on here. Yeah.
JB's the man.
I got to get Rio on here, too.
Dude, you got to get everybody.
And I want to get Patrick Welsh. I'm going to do that soon because I'm really interested in this. I want to get Patrick Welsh and Rafiq Shaheen on here.
Sure.
Because Patrick Welsh has all those fucking crazy conspiracy theory knowledge.
Does he?
Yeah, man, he knows all kinds of shit. And Rafiq knows way more shit about politics and stuff than I do, so I want to see them have fun and just go
Duke
at it.
Duke it out.
Yeah.
Big fight. Dude, by the way, I'm looking at these shelves to the right in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
Some of those are given away.
No, they're good.
Willy Coons.
They're good.
Are you sure?
They've yeah, been like that since we've been doing the podcast. We started in, like,
no,
November.
Oh, boy. Yeah, no, that's awesome. It's skateboards, bro.
Yeah, it's
dude, do you have any grip tape? I need some.
Oh, my God. Were you a skater back in the day?
Still am, dude.
Really? You skateboard?
Yeah. I hang out with Tony Hawk, like, literally every other day.
Do you think you'd do my podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah?
He actually asked.
Yeah. Oh, see?
Yeah.
I didn't want to be presumptuous.
I told him no.
Well, good call. I don't want to seem too desperate. Yeah, I know no. He listens, because he's
exactly.
Always tweeting at me, but I didn't want to,
he'll try
know.
Harder. I'll say, put some money up, Hawk boy. And then maybe I can get you a guest spot. But he goes, but it's my mom's favorite. And I go, yeah, that's the irony, right?
Yeah. It's everybody's mom's favorite podcast, yeah. So they
I
just want
to
be
on
there.
Yeah, people want to be on just so their mom will hear them. That's why I'm here. Mom! Yeah. Hear me!
Isn't your mom dead?
That's the joke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you asshole.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Hey, yeah, you asshole. I'm here to try to communicate to an angel because I believe this is the only way.
This is my mom's favorite medium podcast show because we're mediums.
Yeah. Am I doing good? Yes. Okay, great. I think I'm
I'm sensing somebody in here has a relative that has passed in the last 15 years.
I'm sensing somebody. Yeah, I'm sensing death in the audience. Yeah. Anybody. Anybody here work jobs?
Yeah.
Just really bad crowd work for a medium.
Somebody here wants to talk to somebody else. Yeah, I want to talk to my mom. Yeah. Wait.
Did you
want to talk to your mom?
Everybody's clapping. Yeah. Oh, wow. Holy shit.
Her name was Alice, Mary, Peter, Susan. Yeah. Peter, it is okay.
Yeah, it's just the money. It's always the money. She said she wanted you to have the money. Oh, my God. What?
Yeah.
Where is it? Where's the money?
Said, you don't need the money. Give it to the nice medium for her.
If you give me $100.
It's just like the most blatant. Fuck.
Yeah.
No. Your grandmother is sensing that the money will only cause you problems with your husband.
You
he'll just smack you more.
Yeah, they switch it around at the end. They give her the money. She goes, okay, so where's the money? And she goes, it's in the bank. She's saying you should work hard. That's what she's saying.
She's teaching
you
a lesson.
You tricked me. Yeah. She goes, no, your
work
mom tricked
hard,
you.
Play hard.
I didn't trick you. Your ghost family member tricked you.
Your mom's
your ghost
bitch.
Mom's a dick.
Yeah. she's teaching you tough love lessons from beyond
your
the grave.
Mom. What a phrase right there. Your ghost mom's
ghost
a dick.
Mom.
Ghost mom.
That sounds like a punk rock song.
Ghost mom.
Ghost mom's dick. Yeah. Ghost mom's a dick.
That's the chant. That's what they chant at the Trump rallies. Ghost mom's dick. Ghost, thank you. Thank, and a ghost mom's dick to you, too.
It becomes like a prayer for them.
I would do that, but I've also seen all the violence at Trump rallies.
That's
actually, that's
go.
One of the topics if Trump can win
Seems
or not.
Seems like a party. Dude, that's an, he's literally going to be Hitler. It's going to be awesome.
It's
because, dude, people are so stupid. It's poor people literally think that, like, he's like a manager at a store, like a fucking Walmart or some shit. And when he gets the job, he's like going to let everybody get discounts and shit. Everybody's like, we'll be rich too. Because like he's rich and we'll be rich. So like,
and he says the things we want to say, but we can't say. No, he's saying them because he's rich. You can't say them because
honestly,
you're poor.
I think if he got on and goes, honestly, I hate black people, all of them. I've never met a nice black man. I'm racist. I'm sorry. People would be like, wow, goes up like 100 points. He's so honest. I hate him. I hate black people. What do you want?
Like,
they stink. They smell bad. I'm out of here.
He was entertaining.
You're losers. Black people are losers.
He was entertaining at first. But, like, he just started to go so far off. Like, the shit with him and Megyn Kelly and their little beef.
Man.
Like, I honestly don't think that he meant it as, like, she was fucking on her period. He said blood was coming out of her ears. And if you watch, like, the clip, he's waving at his nose. But you can tell, like,
we
it's
got
one of those
blood
things.
Blood out of your pussy, bitch.
He's
What's
just
up?
So fucking, like, amped up, talking off the top of his head. He, you know, I've done it, whatever. I smoke weed, but that's my excuse. Yeah. He probably smokes.
Yeah, yeah. If I was there, I'd be like, can somebody shut this bitch up?
Right?
I'd just leave the podium.
So he meant like, no, her nose was bleeding, but everybody construed it. It's not like he was waving at his dick. If he'd have been like, you know, her blood from her...
Hey, coming out of pussy.
Yeah.
He, gets on
he probably just would have said pussy,
standing
like, knowing
ovation.
Him.
People
yeah.
are losing it.
Like, that shit was... I'm like, look, it's funny that he's causing such a stir. It's funny that people are threatened, so they have to try to find meaning. Hate him because he's a dick. Don't twist his words up. And then he starts saying even more insane shit. And I was like, wait a minute. We all need to pump our brakes. And it's just gotten so out of hand.
Dude, yeah, I'm listening to my neighbor's Trump speech today. I was listening. And I don't know where he's getting this either. It feels like a fucking live feed. I'm like, is Trump just speaking 24 hours a day?
What is he doing, blasting it or something?
Yes, like on a boombox. Like, it's not even like the internet.
Outside?
Yes. It's awesome. So, what is he saying? Oh, yeah, I keep hearing in the speech, Trump keeps going, yeah, little Marco thinks, and like now it's like 100% time. He just calls him little Marco. It's like so crazy disrespectful.
It's funny as hell. Though,
yeah, it's
man.
Hilarious. But like it's, a presidential
did you
race.
See it with
it's
the water bottle?
It's scary,
oh,
though.
He's like
man.
Sweating like Marco, and he's like, look, I'm Marco,
yeah,
and starts throwing around water.
Yeah, he starts throwing, like it's literally a fucking comedy show. It's 100%
dude.
Crowd work. Dude.
He's
fucking
he's just
Dane Cook right now. That's all it is. Trump is Dane Cook right now.
No, because Dane Cook, I at least like Dane Cook like up until the end there.
Yeah, I still like Dane Cook.
I don't know, man. Like, what was that, Vicious Circle? When he had like the spinning stage and shit. I wasn't a big fan of that.
It didn't spin, but yeah. Oh, it'd be a party.
Oh, yeah, he just went around it?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm
didn't Louis
spinning
C.K. do that, too?
Yeah. Afterwards, I think he did it as kind of like a fuck, because there's that whole thing about Louis saying that Dane stole a bunch of his act.
Right.
And so maybe I think, because Louis did it after Dane, so I'm wondering if he just did it as kind of like, let me show you how this should be done.
Yeah, right.
Because
yeah,
his was fucking, but anything Louis does is...
Yeah, of course, anything Louis does, everybody
loves. I just love him so much.
Yeah, Louis, I just watched the last season of Louis on Netflix. I hadn't watched any of it, and it's awesome. It's pretty sweet stuff.
I need to get the internet back.
You still don't have internet?
No, man.
Oh,
I was doing.
Trump's gonna kill you.
I was doing it on purpose at first, and now and like sometimes it's good because I'll get up and I'll do shit when I might normally
like that,
just get like lost.
Yeah.
But it's like it's kind of getting to a point where it's like there are some things that are convenient that I should have it for that.
How do you beat off?
Phone? My phone, man.
Oh,
I got
that's the worst.
I got unlimited data.
God damn, that doesn't justify anything.
I got
how dare you even
you gotta hold it like right up to your head.
You piece of shit.
No.
Who says that? You masturbate using your phone? Hey, I got unlimited data. Huh? What do you expect? Of course I'm gonna jerk off to my tiny phone screen because I can do it for free. I can do it for a flat fee.
I just, you know, I hold it up. It gets me
that's
started.
Your jerk
I don't,
off tax.
I don't use it for the whole experience. I just use it for a starter.
Course.
And once I get going, I toss my phone. And
what is
this? Yeah,
a lawnmower.
Yeah. Got to stroke the choke a few times. And then, you know, give her a rip and you're good to go.
What do you use your imagination?
To end off.
Do you really?
Dude, I'm old enough to where that's all I had back in the day. Like, if you had a computer, it was out in the living room.
Right.
And
yeah, you can't be
I'm not
in the
dealing.
Room.
I mean, you can, but fuck that anxiety. You know what I'm saying? You got to wait till everybody's gone.
Dude.
You got to wait long enough to make sure they didn't forget. Because, like, my roommate, I think I caught him once.
Yeah.
And it was just really awkward between us for like 2 weeks.
Dude.
Did you finish him off?
No, he thought I left. And I had, but I'd forgotten something. So I turned right back around. I'd been gone like not even 5 minutes. So there's like no wait for him. Like as soon as I walked out the door, he ran and grabbed a fucking sock and was just like,
dumb.
Bloop. And I'm just like, oh.
That made me have a flashback from my early J.O. memories. when I was first doing it as a kid on the internet, the computer was in a room of like all windows, right? Windows, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, right. So here's the thing. I'm still doing it, right? But the way I'm trying to get away with it is I'm like, I'm fucking like on my knees, like crouching really low, like this really sick fucking thing's going down. But yeah, it was so gross and weird. Like I'm looking at other windows and houses, like is anybody looking at me? But yeah, so that's that rush I got for you.
I remember
so
the
that's
first
influencing my whole life.
The first image of pornography I ever saw on the internet, we were probably 10, had a bunch of my buddies over. And it was just this image, like a moving image, like a GIF or GIF or whatever you call it. And it was a man with a turban on, and he was just like pumping back and forth on this white chick. And it was just the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
On.
With a turban,
you don't
see
that anymore.
No, you don't. It's old school vintage.
Old school turban porn.
I was late teens before I saw my first bit of internet porn.
Okay.
I tried doing the whole internet chat room sex thing.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that's the worst.
And,
ASL, 12, female, Antarctica.
We
go.
We did the whole like I don't know. Like I may have been getting a 40 because it was me and my buddy, and we were like, tell her we're like a 6'2" black dude with like blonde hair. It was like that scene from Toy Soldiers with Sean Austin, Louis Gossett Jr.
Don't remember. But I remember the movie Toy Soldiers.
Yeah. All right,
what a fucking
or not
throwback.
Toy Soldiers. Was that
Toy Soldiers?
Was that no? That wasn't Toy
With the
Soldiers.
Toys
that
come to
yeah, that was
and
Toy
fight?
Soldiers. No, no, no. You're thinking Small Soldiers.
Oh shit, I'm thinking Small Soldiers.
Yeah, no, that's the one with
movie.
The toys, which was no the one
Toy like, Soldiers is not Small Soldiers.
They're no, they're students at like some high fucking expensive prep school, and like terrorists kind of take it over because a bunch of the kids there are like senators and congressmen
different.
And judges' kids. And the kids, like, fight back. But anyway, there's
so
a scene
like
in the
Red
beginning
Dawn.
Where they call...
Wolverines!
Yeah. Okay. There's a scene in the beginning where they all call a 900 number and one person's talking. They're like, tell her we're really tall. Yeah. Tell her we're black. Uh-huh. Yeah. With blonde hair. Yeah. Like, just everybody's, like, screaming out ideas. So
right.
It's me and my buddy kicking ideas back and forth, continuously looking over our shoulder.
Because
we're in, like, his parents', like, rec room in the basement. So, like, any minute his little sister or his dad or stepmom would come in. And then the computer screen freezes, and there's all this, like, gross shit up on the screen.
Yeah.
But all of it was weird and awkward.
Oh,
so we're
dude.
Guessing that the other end of it was probably, like, either a 40-year-old man or, like, some other teenage girl. It's like, tell him to pinch our tits. Yeah, we like that. We like it when they pinches it hard.
Oh,
yeah. Like,
definitely a 40-year-old man. Not a girl.
Dude, we'd do that at a friend's place. We'd put his number in the gay chat room. Yeah, right? And he's in the room with us. And he's, like, you know, one of these macho dudes. He's in the military now, so it's, like, super funny
because
he's picking it up and he's going, no, oh, fuck you. No, you're gay. You're like, you faggot. It was great. It was terrible. Just annoyed as shit. Gay guys calling, hello? Is it because it's like literally just putting the number in. Call this number for some hot phone sex. Free BJs.
Do you guys remember Main Street Interactive?
Not at all.
Mm-mm. It was like a keyboard and a little box you'd hook up to the internet and your TV, and it would basically turn your TV.
Do you remember this like we all did?
Well, it was fairly popular in Florida for a few years.
Okay, yeah,
but this is back in like 98. Yeah, 98.
I'm an up north kid.
Where are you from?
D.C.
That's right. I always forget that.
The District of Columbia.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the most gangster way to say it.
District.
Oh, there you go.
Of Columbia. It makes no sense at all. I don't get it at all. I still don't know what it means. Colombia? What do you mean?
Yeah.
Is the capital of the country?
At one point, we were just flat out owned by Pablo Escobar.
Yeah,
and,
the whole country. You know, fucking district.
I guess his great grandfather was also. I don't know.
Washington D.C. is weird. I visited there 10 years ago or so.
Statues of dead people.
I asked my friend like where you could get some pot at, and he's like, "Go to 2nd and P Street." Okay. And then we went to that street, and I looked down it, and I was like, "Nope, I ain't going down there."
Isn't it all set up like a wagon wheel, like the streets and shit?
Oh no, it's awesome. Yeah, dude, there's so many traffic circles, right? Because they did this because they figured they were going to be invaded by the British. And for ground troops, it was best to break them up at streets, make them less numbers.
Makes sense.
Awesome, because that means like the whole country is just founded on like, we know they're going to come after us. Them haters going to come. They don't like what we do. So we going to break them up if they ever come to our shit. And then they had to. And then, you know, they're hiding in like trees and shit, like some fucking ISIS members.
Fun fact about Wisconsin, where I'm from. The only Capitol building in the United States bigger than Madison's is D.C.'s, and that's by federal law. No Capitol building can be taller than D.C.'s.
Dude, I didn't even know that was a stipulation. I just know that in D.C., nothing's allowed to be taller than the Capitol building.
Yeah, no Capitol building in the United States can be built bigger. Wisconsin is number two.
It's literally like a dick contest. Yeah. Nobody's bigger than us, no matter what.
That's exactly what
100%.
Nation's capital, biggest dick right
it's us,
here.
Bitch. You can't be higher than us. Suck my dick, bitch.
Wisconsin's chilling up in the cold just like, oh, we're good over here.
Yeah, it's. I was trying to think of it today, yesterday, just, you know, the American lifestyle, shit like that. How, you know, the way we get pissed off at what our country does in, like, in the world, you know? It's no different than, like, how we act in, like, daily life.
Oh, yeah,
we're... give a shit about anything. So
we're horrible.
Exactly. So, like...
we're horrible.
Why would the government be any different?
You know what? Thank God we're horrible, though, because we're number one. You know?
There you go.
In
exactly.
What? Horribleness?
Numero.
No, in everything, pretty much.
No,
we're the only
we're
superpower.
Not. The only thing that we're truly number one in is prison population per capita.
Oh, cool. So
we're not number one in education.
Good.
I don't even think we're in the top five anymore.
Dude, we're like
we're
30.
In the 30s.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah, we're not
still
number
one.
We're not number one in prosperity.
Number one easily. Are you kidding me? Do you not listen
to Would you
want to
live anywhere else? Would you want to live anywhere else? Though?
I didn't say all that.
Yeah, there you go.
But yes, I would.
Dude, that's even
where?
Funny.
Where would you want to live?
Yeah, where? London, if I was rich.
I don't know if I'd do London. I might do like Amsterdam.
Yeah, sure. Go fuck whores in a window or whatever.
Yeah, no. I'll just, you know, do like a little cafe, just kick out, fucking drink coffee, smoke pot. Make fucking edibles.
Apply for a visa. Get out of here.
Yeah, Macy's, I can. I'm a felon.
Macy's works in Amsterdam.
We don't mention the job on here. Just in case.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Because in case you haven't noticed, none of this talk is good.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I just revealed you're Ben Affleck.
Well, no, and because I talked to somebody else about this, too. Like, we didn't mention their job.
Right, okay.
Well, if I'm not going to mention the job, it was Joe. Because he has kind of a corporate job, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, like, we don't. Because, you know, there's not much of a chance,
but don't you want to blow up? Don't you want to all go, we love mom's favorite podcast?
Yeah, but until that happens, I need to be employed. So I got bills, motherfucker.
Yeah, of course. But.
Yeah, but it's not like your lingo is going to, like, distract everybody when you say, oh, my medication. People know what that is.
Oh,
it's
not
like you're fooling anybody.
That's exactly why the corporation can't know that I, you know, do this.
Right, okay.
Like, because one of the big bosses actually asked me, he heard me talking to somebody, like, I didn't realize how close he was.
Did he do comedy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he heard me say, so. I said to somebody else, I was like, all right, I get to go fucking, I didn't say, I was like, I get to go say horrible things into a microphone now, and I didn't realize how close he was.
Okay.
And he's like, pops out of the office, he's like, hey, what was that? Where are you going?
Because
he's really curious about people. He just likes to learn about people.
Okay.
Nice guy.
Sure, yeah.
But he's like a big, big, big corporate boss.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, I do open mic because I do comedy. And he's like, oh, really? And he asked, you know, how long and everything.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, told him a little bit. And he's like, are you out there? Are you on YouTube? Can we look you up? And I was like,
I don't know.
I swear to God, I looked him right now. And I was like, you can, but I wouldn't. He was like, huh?
Well, then there you go.
I was like, yeah, you know, no disrespect or anything, but, like, the things that I say there, I don't ever talk about where I'm from because, like, that's where I get to just say horrible things I would never normally
say. You say this to him?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, James is on medication. He must have herpes or something.
You're getting fired. Sweet.
No, he was really cool about it. He was like, oh, I understand.
Okay. Well,
yeah, because like the way I made it sound was like
I'm a terrible person. So
I make the stage.
Don't you ever listen.
No. I would never say these things normally. I only would say these on stage because they're just like, it's my way to be goofy and get them out of my mind.
Totally.
But no, in real life, no. My work is the most fake persona I have.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I was, you know, scrubbing toilets and shit.
Yeah.
I'd almost, massive, let me clean up after you, sir.
I'd almost rather do that. It's just...
Oh, boy. It's the money. Great.
You're not Jesus doing that anymore? Walks.
No, I left.
Just for like, I'm out.
I was like, you know what? Dude, it just got to a certain point, you know, where I was like, no fucking way, man. Because I had to clean, you know, after kids who I went to college with. You know what I mean?
Why don't you get a bartending job?
You know,
It takes up your nights.
That's true. Yeah. It would take up your nights.
It's,
yeah.
That's why I didn't go.
I'm just going to make comedy work.
Yeah. Just so, going to force it.
Yeah, exactly.
To make this shit happen.
Exactly. Hey, how better, right?
By the way, I don't know if we've actually said your full name here. You're John Jacobs. You're on MTV's. Jacobs. Are You the One? You did a MTV's season plus a little bit.
AYT0.
AYT0.
And The Challenge.
And the
: Battle of the X's 2. Because this is the second time that X's have battled. Challenging.
Yours was a black woman, correct?
X was a black woman.
Yes, that's cool, man. She's good great for you, man.
Yeah, and even better news. You're going to love this. My ex will be on the next season of The Challenge.
Oh.
As appearing as a rival with another man.
Ooh.
Oh.
She has bad blood with another guy.
And you as well,
and,
right?
And yes, and... So,
I'm trying to do like the Western whistle. I can't.
Right. Yeah. So, like, yeah, so you know, drama all over the place. But no, yeah, I'm.
So she's really cool then. So meaning that she's crazy.
Yeah, it just proved you know I'm not as good.
Yeah, you're a little bit more stable than that making on reality TV.
They just figure, you know what, this guy John, he like wants to do stand up or something. Like he's trying to make people in the house like him. He's friends with the people here. They're like, what the hell is this kid doing?
Yeah, you weren't like the other comedian they had on there on season one? No, season two of
Are You the One?
Not season two of Are You the One. Real World. I'm going old school,
Theo?
Man.
You're talking about Theo?
No, Dave, David something or other.
No idea.
Little skinny black dude.
He was a comic?
Yeah, he was cool. Like season two, I think. And he ended up getting, like, he almost fought somebody. He dragged some girl across, like, or he grabbed, like, the blanket and, like, you could see her underwear.
Okay.
And she was all laughing and joking, but then she was like, that wasn't funny. Like, you could tell the producers were like, hey, you shouldn't take that. And she's like, yeah, I shouldn't.
Oh, yeah, they instigate stuff pretty hard, which is part of the fun.
Oh, yeah, I'm
dude,
sure.
It's awful. One of the things they're basically telling me, hey, go try to rip some shots with her. Try to hook up with her or something. I'm like,
wait, try to what?
Hook up with her. I'm like, tell me.
Did you say rape, though?
Yeah, that's
what. So rape some shots into her?
No, rip some shots.
Oh, rip some shots.
Oh, I thought you said rape some shots into her. I was like, oh.
No.
Oh.
Rip some shots. There we go. And then go try to hook up with her.
And then rape some shots into her with your dick.
Exactly. Oh, the fart noise, too.
They didn't tell you to go that far. They're like, hey, we want you to go slightly inappropriate.
Fox in the morning. Yeah, I was like, I'll try. If you want me to try to date rape this girl. And the best part is, like, I'm not supposed to be drinking at all. This is after I've been, like, punished many times in this house for, like, stop it. You're bad. You're a bad kid. Stop drinking so much. Do bad things. And I'm like, you guys said don't drink, though. And they're like, tonight you can drink. Do whatever you want. I'm like, yeah, like, literally, like, uncage him. Let him go nuts. And I'm like, are you sure? Because I keep doing bad things when I drink. And they're like, yeah, do it. Just do it.
I was going to apply once to, like, one of the Real World or the Road Rules challenges. Because I actually liked those shows, like, early 2000s.
Right.
But
you don't like those shows anymore?
I haven't watched any in years.
Did you say you have a felony?
Yeah.
A what?
A felony charge. I do. So okay. I couldn't apply because my friend was like...
We really hope your company doesn't listen to this one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's another reason because I've mentioned that before. I've mentioned my massive drug use.
Oh, boy.
My previous addiction.
Yeah, might as well let it all out now.
Yeah. Oh, I've said some horrible things on this podcast about my life.
That's great. That's good.
Yeah, so if you want to know how fucked up James Bailey is, just go back and listen to old episodes.
So you just have this whole separate dark identity that just hates showing up.
No, the one at my job is total fucking like, hey guys, how we doing? What's yeah. I swear to God, I literally say this sometimes to people that hardly ever drink. I'm like, hey, party people, how you doing this morning?
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
You say party people?
Yeah, I volunteered to go organize food at a Jewish center food bank.
Oh,
because like, you know, every so often they have big rushes. So they're like, we're kind of messed. We're about to do a big donation. So I'll go there, throw out old food. Like, I volunteer for shit constantly, sell pins
there
for like, I was like a shucksman selling a little pins for heart cancer awareness or some shit. I was like, hey, come buy your pin. Look, get.
There you go.
Why are you doing? Don't do that. Don't.
I was just thinking that since John's personality deserves the noisemaker, so after he talks and says something funny, we can just be like,
no, don't. Come on, man. Don't make my fucking podcast a morning zoo. I do not want to make my podcast a morning zoo.
That was hilarious.
I'm not high enough for that.
I like Wacky Willie over here. Is that okay if I call you that, Wacky Will?
Sure, man.
Wacky Willie in the morning. Oh, goddamn.
You look like
John,
a Wacky Willie.
Is there anything else to put in there? If I'm going to do that. Yeah.
In the medicine chamber?
In the medicine chamber. Do you have... did I tell you about the Netflix pearls?
What'd you say?
Did I tell you about the Netflix pearls?
The Netflix pearls?
Yeah, it's a segment on my podcast I do.
No.
Oh, so I'm thinking about changing it anyway.
You
don't
didn't
get
hear
edge.
About the Netflix pearls?
Don't do... Oh. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Baby likes noises.
Oh, I wish I had Weingarten on to say that
to
in his baby
demo.
Voice.
Just plays in hospitals after babies are born. They just put
wonka wonka. Yeah, it's a
stage next. James Jim.
Oh, I'm gonna fucking choke the shit out of you.
Very funny man, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for Jim Bailey.
Keep it going for Jim.
I'm gonna start turning mics off.
They come up to you afterward. Yeah, they come up after. Why do you hate the name James?
Just gonna start punching people in the face. Like, no.
What's up, Jimmy? Yeah, what's the worst name you'd want to be called? Because that's a whole intro you.
No, I'm not gonna say it. I almost said it too. You almost got me. You almost got me.
I told you the plan. Right to your face. But you caught me.
My Netflix pearls are something on Netflix, TV show or movie that you don't think people are seeing or have seen.
Oh, okay.
That should. But
Diamond in the Rough.
Yeah.
Hidden tree.
But you know what? Hold on.
Thank you, Wacky Will. Wacky Will's pouring me water right now. Oh my! So many W's. Like,
I haven't had the
Wacky Will's water
since I haven't had internet.
He's
and
doing
I haven't
cartwheels. Wacky Will's doing cartwheels. Oh my God! With the water thing, and he's not spilling it. It's crazy.
Just trying to plow through this fucking.
It's a big
segment.
Studio. You'd be surprised. He's literally doing full. Oh, he's doing backflips now off a trampoline. Oh, he's doing the motion like he's going to dunk off the trampoline at halftime. You going to dunk off the trampoline, Wacky Will?
Yeah.
You hear that, folks? He's about to try. Oh, shit. Here he goes. Oh!
John Jacobs was about to get distracted by the medicine chamber. So I'm just going to change it to any type of movie or TV show that people may not know about that need to be watching or need to
tell
see.
Tell us.
Well, what do you got?
What do I got?
Yeah.
I just watch House of Cards, man.
People know about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you don't have anything hidden? Movies?
You know,
docs?
Every Fast and Furious movie, Tokyo Drift, go back, watch it again.
No.
Man.
I do not support Tokyo Drift.
Every one of them. I support all of them. I'm a hardcore Fast fan. I'm a Fast man, folks.
Listen, if you haven't seen Running Scared with Paul Walker, do yourself a favor and I'll make the rest of the fucking movies that he's in okay.
Yeah, because
you're just like, well, at least he did fucking Running Scared.
Yeah, I'm starting a podcast called The Fast Man's, Fast Fan Man's, you know, I'll figure it out, but it's a podcast about Fast and Furious fans. I love it.
When the fuck did we ash in my water?
Is there something in there?
Or is that from the last of the picture?
Talking to Mike.
Yeah, geez, we don't know what's going on, folks.
What's in the bottom of that? I don't want to drink that anymore because I don't feel like that's safe.
Oh, I know what that is. That's the filter.
Yeah, that's not safe.
Yeah. Oh, it's just charcoal.
I'm good on that.
Charcoal? No,
I'm good on that. Right. You can put it down.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I got to drive home yet.
Okay. You can't drive while you're
medicated?
Happy?
Oh, my fuck. It's just we smoked that one before the show, and then I smoked earlier on the way back.
Totally.
Excited to drive all the way out to fucking Ocala.
Yeah, goddamn Ocala. All
right, I'm going to throw out a movie out there.
Okay.
It's going to sound like a porno. The title is, but it's totally not.
It's called... 50 First Dates?
It's called... 13 Sins.
13 Sins?
Yeah, it used to be on Netflix. You can, if you download it, like when I tried to download it, it gave me so many porns.
Okay.
But just look for 13 Sins, and it should, like, not with, like, the 13 Sins of or Adele's 13. No, 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 just
okay.
13 Sins, 1-3 Sins.
Is there any drifting in it, preferably in Tokyo?
There's not, because it's not god-awful. There may be drifting. I gotta,
maybe.
But,
nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
But basically, this dude gets a phone call, and he's like, you know, he's down on his luck. Like, he's, you know, he's losing, hemorrhaging money somehow. Somebody's in the hospital. I don't know.
Okay.
But he needs more money, and he gets a weird phone call on his cell phone from, like, a block number. And it's, like, this game show host. He's like, Bob Stevens, whatever the fuck his name is.
Sure.
He's like, I know you're hurting, so we have a game for you. Each challenge that you complete will earn you more money, but they will get harder as we go along. If you're willing to play, kill the fly that's in your car right now. And, like, because the dude's in his car, and there's a fly, and it's... like, what the... like, it's really weird. So he's, like, looking around for a camera.
Right.
And it's, like, time's running out. So he kills the fly. And it's, like, you've completed the challenge. And his phone alerts him that money just went into his bank account.
Cool.
And he's, like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And they're, like, for your next challenge, eat the fly.
Oh,
and he
kind of
looks around. They're, like... and it gets more money. So he does it.
Uh-huh.
And as it progresses, the challenges get more, like, extreme. Like, one, he's supposed to, like, cut off a dude's arm.
Okay. Well, you're giving away the movie now.
Well, no, like,
nobody's
it's still
watch
pretty.
Fucking...
because you don't see it coming. It's not like it's a great build-up. It's like, all of a sudden, it's like, oh! I mean, that's a little bit further down the line. There's some build, but, like, you don't see him, like, walking into a hospital stealing doctor's clothes. Like, it's... everything in the movie is just all of a sudden you turn a corner. It's like, oh, okay, so this is happening now.
Okay.
And there's some... it's pretty good. It has some funny parts. Nobody that you would... like, if you saw it, you might be like, oh, that guy looks kind of familiar.
Right.
But nobody that's like, oh, shit, that dude... but it's a fucking really good movie. I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
It's worth a watch.
13 Sins.
Yeah, definitely worth a watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, go watch it.
Will doesn't do anything but documentaries.
Wacky Will, what do you watch on TV?
I don't watch anything.
You don't watch anything, folks. He's so wacky.
Not a fucking thing.
Wheels. Wacky Will and his backwards hat.
He's got to cover all that glorious hair.
Yeah, he's... a wacky man. He does wacky things.
So, John
what's up,
Jacobs,
dog?
What's
sup,
your middle
playboy?
Name, buddy?
Henry.
Henry, what's your middle name on your college fucking degree?
Dipset.
What?
Bro. Yeah, dude. Dipset fan for life. Dipset. Yeah, man, the Diplomats. Favorite rap group ever. Harlem-based friends.
By the way, do you ever think that fucked you over? Like, when if you were looking for jobs,
what,
then
you mean
like,
that
this
I,
degree is fake.
That I negated 4 years with one word?
Yes.
Yeah.
You think about that a lot?
Yes. I know what I did. Says I take education seriously more than changing my middle name to Dipset?
For those of you that are that aren't quite catching up to what we're talking about, my friend here, John Jacobs from MTV's
True.
Are You the One,
yes.
On his college degree from where, UCF?
University of Tampa.
Oh, UT, University
of
Tampa.
UT, right downtown.
His bachelor's degree?
Sure, I don't know what it says.
No, is it? Is it a bachelor's?
I
know it's not a master's.
No, no fucking way.
You don't have a doctorate?
Years.
Is it?
No.
Oh, 4 years, so that's a bachelor's.
Yeah, sure.
So his bachelor's degree from University of Tampa, it says that this degree is awarded to John Dipset Jacobs.
Yes.
And it's not in quotations.
Nope,
it's just
it's
like...
my name.
Like,
I changed it on my degree.
Why?
Because I don't plan on ever, you know, using it, I guess.
What's it even in?
I don't know. Something about communication. You know, journalism, shit like that.
So you went to college for 4 years,
mm-hmm.
got a degree. So you had to have gone to classes and shit.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Picked
fine.
A major.
Oh, yeah.
Got good grades.
Yep,
graduated
sure.
on
yep.
no summer school,
no problems,
fucking
nothing.
Nothing. And then just at the end just went, you know what? Piss on you, Dipset.
Dipset. they said it as I walked across stage. John Dipset Jacobs. People screamed. What? Ah!
When was this?
2012.
So they still weren't even that... because they kind of blew up in what, like, 02?
Oh, it was a long time ago, yeah. I just liked them since I was a kid. So I was like, well, obviously I got to put on for the team.
Oh.
Dipset fan for life, man.
That is hilarious. What are you doing back there, buddy?
Cameron, Jim Jones. It's just the ultimate tag team of just rough and tough boys having fun in the streets.
Why are you putting that up? That's fucking hilarious. I'm sorry. Will just had to walk up and put
Wacky
up.
Wacky Will, what'd you do?
That,
just wanted to see what the primary was doing today.
According to AP, Hillary won Florida 64 to 33.
Okay.
And fuck my life. Trump won 45 to 27 to 17.
Yep. Perfect.
Yeah. Kasich or whatever.
Kasich
is at 6.8%.
Kasich needs to get out. Marco needs to get out.
No.
Dude, Ted Cruz is at 17. Marco Rubio is the only fucking Muppet that looks
it's
like he
over,
has a chance.
Ted Cruz is the only guy that can catch Donald Trump, and I don't even
Florida
think that's going to happen.
The best. Dude. We are the best city
in
the world.
It looks like that Trump won in every county, too, which
Good.
Is crazy.
Oh, that is insane. Bernie?
Well, I didn't vote, so that's basically a vote
except
for
Dade.
Oh.
Dade County, Marco won. That's
yeah, well, that makes sense because that's his home district.
Yeah.
Well, it better. Yeah, you better fucking get that, Marco.
Clinton and Sanders are the only fucking Democrats really even getting a mention anymore.
Well, they're the only ones running at this point.
No, there's, 2.3% fucking voted for others, so I'm assuming there's somebody.
No, there's not.
They just checked either. They're like,
they probably voted early and sent in their ballot early.
They probably just wrote in bullshit.
So there's like four.
The number eight equal capital D.
Yeah, exactly. They write penis in your mouth and they send it to them.
That's what I might do this time, frankly.
Dude, last election, my friend in D.C., he voted Joe Biden as a write-in, and for vice president, just left it blank.
We just want to bypass this whole thing.
What happens if Biden? Yeah, I say, what happens if Biden dies? He goes, oh, game over.
Okay. That's it. Restart.
Yeah, oops, it's done.
This has been fun.
So if... Oh, my God, this is even scary to say. It used to be fucking entertaining to say, like,
what?
Fucking wrap this back around.
What?
If Donald Trump wins the presidency...
He won't.
He might.
Are you sure?
He might.
He can't.
They won't let it happen.
They can't let it happen.
There's only so much they can do before you just completely shit on the entire fucking political... democracy that we've established.
That's what he's already done.
This is democracy. People are voting for him.
Yeah. You had, like, at a certain point, there's nothing you can do.
Hitler got elected. All the cool guys get elected.
Oh.
You just got to be
really. Do you guys really think it's going to be that much better or worse if Donald Trump gets in?
Yeah.
I think it would be the status quo.
No. I think something would change. It'd probably
he's
going to
build a wall.
I don't know if it'll affect us at our level.
He's bombing the shit out of everybody.
I don't know if it'll affect us at our level yet. But within 3 years, because, I mean, we're like, let's face it, none of us are balling. John just quit a job as a janitor.
Oh, yeah.
I'm scared to mention where I work because if I get fired, then I'll have to take his job as a janitor.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are you allowed to say how much you were getting paid?
I don't want to. I was getting minimum wage.
Oh, yeah. I can't live on that.
I was working minimum wage, cleaning toilets and shit.
I can't live on that. I'd have to start dealing.
At rich, pretty people work out every day.
Oh, God.
It's great. It's perfect. I got to be like a ghost among all these people just walking around. It's pretty cool.
I would have stolen some shit.
Marco Rubio
just
fucked
himself.
Yeah, I want
to do without cameras.
He should have dropped out because now if he tries to run again.
I want to steal.
He lost his own state.
Oh, yeah, it's over. What if Rubio just goes on camera and he goes, I lost in Florida. I'm going to hang myself.
Does an R. Bud Dwyer and fucking...
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
He steps off the stage. His neck snaps. He had an invisible line around his neck.
Dude.
We're like, oh, my God, is he a ghost?
It'd be even better that if he was just like, you know what? You people really want Trump. This is what you're fucking doing. And just pulls out a fucking like gun, like a Desert Eagle.
Yeah. And
for maximum effect.
And he shoots at the crowd.
Yeah, it takes a few with him first.
Yeah.
Yeah, the security in the back starts shooting at Rubio with an assault rifle.
Oh,
goes
dude.
Out like Scarface. He doesn't even sound the same. He goes, fuck you people, I don't care at all.
It would be hilarious if like he's given like a speech and he just pulls like a fucking vial of coke out from like, pours it on top of the fucking thing, slams his face in, and just comes up with
Donald's
two Desert
tough?
Eagles.
Yeah. You think Donald's a cool guy? Well, watch me snort some coke right here. Huh?
Who's cool now, huh?
Just in a silent,
too late. Too late.
Silent auditorium.
See what you could have had, America?
All right, Marco Rubio. Here's if you want to win the presidency.
Ballsy. policy president.
Don't shoot yourself or anybody, but fucking pour out a pile of cocaine and get at it, son.
Okay, I'm going to go kill Trump now.
And then fucking bomb everybody, baby.
That'd be the best. Somebody set that. Bernie would be the perfect one. Bernie sets up a rally right next to one of Trump's rallies.
I think Bernie's done too now.
And mid rally, Bernie just goes, "All right, guys, let's run over the Trump rally and just beat the shit out of everybody."
Dude,
let's go. And then he just walks.
Marco Rubio pours a pile of cocaine down. Bernie looks over. He goes, "Fuck it, I want to be his vice president. Let's ride."
Yeah, Marco goes with Bernie. Yeah, Bernie's gonna have to get out too. I'm sorry, I'm just an old man. I'm just an old fucking faggot.
He said that he will fucking legalize marijuana. Why are more people not voting for him?
I don't know, because I've seen on my Facebook is Bernie stuff. I've never seen anybody post any Hillary stuff.
I think it is
we need aggression. People like Trump because he's tough. He's like a bully. So we need somebody to do that back to him. Fuck him.
Imagine how
funny
the debates are going to be with Hillary and Trump, though. Holy shit.
Oh, my God. It'll be the
most entertaining.
I might get internet just for that so I can live. Because I'll live stream the shit out of that.
On earth. To ever happen.
Oh my God, I want to live stream riff track that.
Bill
John,
Clinton's
you down?
Wife. Yeah, sure.
We'll just fucking live stream riff track it.
It's Bill Clinton's wife versus Donald Trump.
Exactly. Bill Clinton's wife. It's insane for a president.
Your choice is Bill Clinton's wife or the apprentices, Donald Trump.
Yeah, the apprentices. Celebrity apprentice host.
If you don't laugh, you'll cry, folks, I tell you.
That's the dude.
Guys, there is a Comedy Central roast about him, and now he's your president. They should do a roast for his acceptance speech.
Yeah, he just roasts everybody.
Jeff Ross host.
President. Yeah, Jeff dressed as Trump.
President of inauguration brought to you by Comedy Central, because this shit's a fucking joke.
Yeah, it's the only one that appears on
he's
Comedy
like
Central.
He's like drinking Bud Light. That'll be the thing. Trump will do commercials for like McDonald's and shit.
As president.
Yeah, as president.
As your president, I support fucking Pizza Hut.
Eat McDonald's. It's good food. That's all he'll say.
The Big Mac is huge.
Yeah, he literally just convinces people that like he's God. It's crazy.
Oh.
I'm the tough guy.
Dude, did you read that article? There's an article about like two 26-year-old Bernie supporters. And they're from North Carolina, and they heard there was a fucking rally. So they were like, yeah, let's go. Let's trump it up. Let's go have some fun. This will be like, because, they got like Trump shirts and fucking had placards or whatever. And he said that it was fun at first just because like there was somebody on there from before who's just so disorganized and a bad speaker that they're like, oh, this is hilarious. Okay. But then like watching Trump's rhetoric and watching the way the crowd responded when he hit buzzwords was just like, they're like, it very quickly went from ha-ha to, oh,
like,
shit.
Yeah, it was, like, really
like,
serious.
Terrifying and sad and just, like, this is not cool anymore. Like, watching the frenzy in the way they treated non-Trump supporters, like, protesters that were there and, like, the things that were yelled by the supporters.
It's madness.
You know, here's the thing, though, about that. These people are protesting, but they're not protesting. They're disrupting. They're going up on stage. They're trying to attack them. This is against free speech. I hate it. I hate it. I don't mind you protesting.
No, they were describing something that happened to a protester that was literally just there with a sign and a T-shirt.
He wasn't saying
anything.
Don't buy
Trump's a piece of shit.
No, dude,
they have video of that. Wacky Will loves Trump. Who knew?
Oh my God!
No, I don't.
He's
but
a Trump supporter.
You're him.
No,
I'm not. See, this is what everybody does too. And I know you guys are joking, but it's really annoying because I'm not even really.
Wacky Will's burning under the cross. Uh-oh! Call in.
Brown guy and the clown man, like Klan man. Brown guy and the Klan man in the mornings.
Brown man and the Klan man.
Brown man and the Klan man.
With Wacky Will on the ones and twos, doing cartwheels and dunks off trampolines because we got a big studio, big budget over here at a.
We actually got the gorilla from the Phoenix or the Phoenix Suns basketball team. Their basketball dunking gorilla warms up here. He flies here.
He'll really be running for president in 2020.
Yeah, Trump's vice.
I'd vote for him.
That's going to be his VP.
Here's who I really think should be the
Neil deGrasse Tyson
on the Republican side. Martin Shkreli, Vice President Affluenza teen.
Who's Affluenza teen?
Well, we've talked about him before. The kid from Texas.
Murdered
a bunch of people with
his car.
Drunk
driving. Oops. I'm just going to go back
to
and party.
Yeah, hey, look.
Party.
I'm really rich, so I didn't know that it wasn't okay to kill people.
You think he's playing beer pong in Mexico going,
no, he's back.
I don't care.
You know what I want to see, though?
He finally
got
a judge that's like, no, son. Bend the fuck over this table. No, he's in jail.
I'm wearing a button up.
Wait. Donald Trump. President,
okay.
Vice President,
yeah.
Vincent K. McMahon,
WWE. Vincent K. McMahon, no, Vince McMahon is my choice for president with Eric Bischoff as Vice President.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Dude, that's the only way to guarantee that nobody fucks with McMahon.
John Cena, Randy Orton.
I hate
Cena,
though.
Slam him.
The Rock.
Slam him good.
The Rock. Running mate,
sure.
Stone Cold.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that would get everybody on board, I think.
I would vote the fuck out of that, dude.
Yeah, or The Rock and, like,
Ric
Michael
Flair.
Jackson's ghost.
Ric Flair, Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes' ghost.
Best combo. Oh, he's dead?
Yeah, he died, like, a year or two ago.
Yeah,
cancel
what's the
that.
Guy, the Canadian
Okay,
crippler?
Dustin Rhodes as
Chris
Stardust.
Chris Benoit.
He's dead. The
Sadly,
ghost of Chris Benoit.
The ghost of Chris Benoit and Vincent K. McMahon.
And Bret Hart, even though Bret Hart's still alive.
No, Bret Hart's too reasonable.
Yeah, Chris Benoit, what a hero.
Okay, wait.
See that hero should save
Chris
us.
Benoit's spirit inhabiting Bret Hart's body as vice president.
What a trick that is.
And as president, Kevin Nash. Wolfpack, baby.
Yeah, Kevin Nash was the man. Big sexy.
Just Big Daddy Diesel.
President Yao Ming. There you go. He just comes out. He doesn't speak English.
Oh, he's got to be a national born citizen.
Jackie.
Tim Duncan.
Yeah,
he's Virgin Islands. I don't think he can run for president.
Oh, really?
He's fucking.
What about, is David Robinson, the Admiral, still alive?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know.
In all seriousness, I want Neil deGrasse Tyson to run for president, but he's
like
too smart.
Most? That's all you got to figure out. Who do people like the most more than anyone? Like Morgan Freeman or some shit?
The Undertaker?
Yeah, I'm saying on Earth. Like, there's
oh.
Be Michael Jordan? Like,
dude.
No,
I got one person that I guarantee you,
everyone
if
loves.
The Oscars have taught us anything, this person would win the presidency.
Well, Leo?
Leo.
Yeah, sure.
Leo.
Sure, yeah, Leo for Prez. He seems to like the environment or whatever.
Yeah, dude. Because think, dude, look at how people lost their
faggot,
shit.
Right, Wacky Will? I hate the environment. Yeah, where's the Wacky Will hate the environment noise effect? A little kiss from Wacky
You know what
Will.
I would actually be okay with you getting for a sound effect?
What?
That fucking thing that was in all every hip hop song for like, or I shouldn't say hip-hop, every rap song. Wah, 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 wah. Yeah, wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, that's almost it. Yeah, the reggae. Wah, almost wah, wah. It. Yeah, what is that? Just random
reggaeton.
Shit?
Reggaeton. Oh, whoops.
Oh, sexy ladies
reggaeton.
In the studio. Get the sexy lady in the studio.
I was going to say there's never been, but not
Whip
Nina.
Your tits out, sexy lady.
We had Nina and Amelia been the only ladies in the studio.
Did they whip their tits out?
They did not, but what? Amelia talked about her collection of dick pics.
Oh, well, there you go.
Apparently she has over 200 dicks on her phone.
Jesus Christ.
None of them solicited.
Are you kidding
that?
Me?
I'm pretty sure that's common for
everybody. Yeah, you were here.
50?
Oh, I don't know if it's that high. It's
that's
over 200.
Way too high.
Dude. It's over 200.
Like just from dudes she's met just sending her dicks?
Some dude she's met,
oh
some dude
no,
she doesn't.
Chat rooms.
Send me your
DPs. She puts it in the gay
what
chat
What was that
room
one chat
number?
That everybody
Text
was doing that
hour
where it was like, you just, it was like a Skype room, but you'd click on it and it would go to like the next person.
Oh, chat roulette.
Oh, hell
chat
yeah.
Roulette,
chat
roulette, yeah.
Love chat roulette.
Sounds like a great idea. Surprised it took a week and a half to go to just dicks.
Dude, my favorite
I think it took
one
a week
ever.
And a half to just go to dicks.
Dude,
that's all it was.
My favorite one ever. Yeah, I was in college when chat roulette came out. Dipset College and
Dipset
and yeah, it was chat that comes out. We're on it, and you know, we're getting a lot of guys jerking off or whatever. But we get to this one guy who's jerking off, and he's like, it's a fat guy laying back, and like you see his face with it, and we pop onto it, and then he like comes like visually.
You ruined that guy's beat off, man.
I think we made it.
That's
yeah.
exactly what he wanted, dude.
Yeah, but that's exactly what he wanted, and we were just you know shocked.
Oh my god!
Let's see if anybody wants to chat roulette style. Oh my gosh! What the fuck is going on?
Because like I heard about it,
dude. My favorite one though was a kid in a dorm room hanging from a noose.
Whoa.
Because you're going, is this real?
Was it?
I don't know. Or it could just be some guy who uploaded that as his video playing on a thing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. That's fucking...
Yeah, it's like, hey, what if, right?
Oh, that's...
I've heard a
that's
story.
What the guy jacking off lands on. Oh, no.
Too late.
I have a weird fetish. You think that psychology of the word Trump is in play, too? Probably, right? People think Trump. That beats everything.
Yeah, Trump and euchre, spades, pinochle.
Yeah, Trump means win.
Yeah, in a lot of fucking, in a lot of card games and stuff, he's you're looking to get Trump.
Yeah, he's winning all his shit just off
Did you guys see
name.
The John Oliver video
Trump?
On him?
Yeah. Make Donald Trump again?
He spent 25 minutes on that, and at the very end, he pulled out Trump. I was so disappointed in him. Because the points he was bringing up, it was like people who like Trump are like, yeah, that's pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, Trump.
It was only made for people who hate him. It wasn't made for like,
yeah, let's make a change.
Well, I like the Trump thing.
Yeah, I like the name, but yeah, he still could have done something after all those points. He could have been like, stop running.
Fucking dumb.
Just please stop fucking running.
Wacky Will, the activist, folks.
Dude, he's
pull the cross out.
Week by week, he gets.
Hold on, I'm going to dunk over this thing. Hold on.
Wacky, we pulled the Kia out for this one, sponsored by Kia Soul.
It has a burning cross.
Dude, I'm putting this...
Wacky Will with the burning cross. Oh,
I'm putting this out to you
too.
Right now, Kia Soul. If you sponsor me and give me...
This
is the best podcast ever,
Wacky Will will dunk over it in the studio.
No, I'm not letting anybody get near my Kia Soul. I will wrap Kia Soul. I will just... like you. Can make it as much of an advertisement for your company as you want.
Sure, yeah.
I will drive your Kia Soul around. I will mention you at the beginning, middle, and end of every podcast.
There you go.
And if you say no, then I'm going to just continue to have worse podcasts and mention you until you give me a
talk
Kia.
Shit about Kia Souls specifically.
Oh shit! I'm losing this. John, you haven't taken a bowl hit all day. You want to take a bowl hit,
dude? I'm crazy high right now. Are you kidding?
No. The hits from the bowl.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, you tricked me.
We're getting up what towards the end because my back is killing me.
Yeah, my back's hurting too.
Well, I had to drive all the way to Ocala. I've been
you've been sitting too.
Yeah, I haven't seen my cousin for like 10 or 12 years. So
That's
I was like, I got
to
see him, man.
Okay. This is actually one of the topics.
Oh, we already talked about
I wrote down.
Oh.
And it's anthills. That's right, folks. I wrote down anthills.
So hits from the bowl, I think the whole premise kind of escaped you. It's usually like current events and shit.
Nope, this is strictly all right, any topic.
Fucking hate anthills.
Yeah, man. It's pretty it's pretty bad.
I got a funny anthill story.
Okay.
How old was I? I was like 19.
Okay.
Me and a friend of mine went to this chick's house. I went like fucking east, like super nice neighborhood. We had no reason being there. We were hammer drunk.
Okay.
I end up getting fucking just ridiculously drunk, walk through her really rich neighborhood in nothing but boxers and jeans.
Okay.
No shirt, no shoes, no nothing.
Nice.
Walking down the street, sidewalk swaying everywhere.
Right.
And I'm like, I close my eyes and I just go, okay, dude, the sidewalk isn't swinging around. It's just your vision. So if you just close your eyes and walk in a straight line, you'll be fine.
Yeah, there you go. Oh my God!
Perfectly reasonable.
Man, this is related to anthills, so
I
know. I might see where this is going.
So within like three or four steps, I catch my fucking feet on a lawn and crash into somebody's grass.
Oh my God!
But I'm just like, you know what? I'm just gonna lay here for a minute.
The grass
is so soft and wet, and it feels great. And then I was like, it feels great, except for like by my face, that feels to be a little something, and my fingers hurt now.
Anthills.
Yep, I. What I tripped on was I actually stepped in one, and the depression of it like is what tripped me up, like sinking down.
Right.
And then I landed in one with my hand and my face.
Right.
And so like I get up after like literally probably 2 minutes.
Okay.
I stand up and I start walking away, like wiping at my face, and my hand's just like, oh, why does it hurt? It was just grass, like not grasping what's going on.
Yeah.
And the next morning when I wake up, dude, just covered in fire ant bites.
Oh, jeez.
On my eyelid.
Oh, that's terrible.
On my eyebrow. Like, I had, like, 10 on my face. I had them in between my fingers and toes, just all over the fucking place.
Can't trust the ground.
Anthills. Drunk. Because I was like, if I just close my eyes, just magically walk in a straight line.
that's some good logic there, my balance will be better if I can't see. Because I know that the surface will stay the same.
It made perfect sense the time, dude.
That's funny.
Made such great sense. I was like, yay.
Yeah, no, that's good.
What's your funny anthill story?
I don't think I have any anthill stories at all, which is weird.
That you would put that in there.
I just, that was one of the first words that came to mind, maybe just because it starts with an A. But speaking of that, yeah, maybe that's why, because it reminds me of a game I used to play in high school. I don't remember the name of it, but the game was literally just one person thinks of a word, and then everybody guesses what it is, and if they're wrong, you know, the next person gets to think of a word, because the odds of ever guessing.
Was it at least like, all right,
no.
I'm thinking of a word. No.
Anything you want.
I'm thinking of a word.
It could be a begins number. With an you A. Could say nine as a word.
Really?
Any word. But yeah, man, it was good. One time, I think we got it like one time.
Did you guys all lose your fucking shit?
Of course, all the time. You never get it.
Yeah.
Nobody's.
Oh, my God.
But the fun part is at the end you tell them what your word was. So you'd be like, jackknife. And they'd be like, nobody's going to fucking say jackknife.
Sacagawea.
Out of all words. Yeah, exactly. It's a never-ending, complicated game.
Oh, my God. It sounds like the song that never ends.
Yeah, that's what Ant Hills reminded me of.
That's horrible, because nobody would ever fucking guess Ant Hills.
It's a tough game.
Did you make it a drinking game?
I wish, but no, this was in school.
Somebody would have
sitting
died.
Sitting on desks and shit. Oh, yeah, right? God. All right. If you don't guess the word, you take a shot. Just three rounds in, people are dead.
Okay, how long have we been playing? 45 minutes, I'm going to die.
Yeah, how long have we been playing? 2 minutes. I can't move. We're just guessing words. Each game takes like 6 seconds.
I can't feel my face when I'm with you.
Oh, it's your anthill story. I can't feel my face when I fall in anthills.
Oh, God, it was so bad. Oh, and the girl's parents came home. The girl's house we're at.
Yeah.
The parents came home the next morning.
Yeah.
And I'm laying on the couch, and all of a sudden, like, I hear the dog just going nuts. I'm like, the fuck?
Right.
Like, my head hurts. I'm half naked. Yeah. I think there's a bottle of vodka by me.
Oh, jeez.
And I start to sit up, and I just see, like, little brother burst in the house, start petting the dog, and then mom and dad with, like, luggage. And I lay back down and try to wiggle my way into, like, the corner of the couch.
Right. Yeah,
and just be like, you don't see me. You don't see me. No, they saw me.
Oh, boy.
Parents started screaming. My friend fucking came busting out of a bedroom. And I was like, oh, hey.
Right.
And he's like 6'4".
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God, it was hilarious, dude.
I'm sure they love that.
They were just like, who the fuck are you guys? And we're just like getting dressed, totally not acknowledging him at all.
Terrible. Well, that stinks.
It was good times, man. Fuck being 19.
Yeah, good times.
Take another hit from the bowl, John.
All right, let's do another hit, baby.
We're wrapping up here soon.
Yeah, the back is starting to hurt in these. Oh, no, it's another one of mine.
All right, well, keep it out, and we'll just go to another.
Okay, but just so you know, it's Fat Jews with an exclamation point.
And
that's a good
topic. Are you talking about, like, the Fat Jew or just fat Jewish people in general?
In general. No one's.
Yeah, we're not going to go to anti-Semitic on my show
here. We're trying to get sponsored by Kia Soul.
Yeah.
What do we got here? We've got Richard Simmons, Stockholm Syndrome.
Oh, have you heard about this at all?
No, I have not.
Apparently, Richard Simmons has been like, and I don't know fully into this. I just think it's kind of fucking weird.
Cause yeah, what do we got?
You know who Richard Simmons is.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, and for those of you who don't,
fucking guy.
Seriously? Sweating to the oldies for like 15 years?
Yeah, forever.
Little effeminate dude in fucking biker
what, has he
shorts.
Been like a slave this whole time?
Well, for the last, I don't even know how long, he's just been MIA. Oh. And people were like legit worried about him. And some people were saying that like his manager, brother, and like a housekeeper or something weird like that were like, taking advantage of a frail mental state because, you know, he's old, he's older and shit.
Right.
And, like, they've been keeping him hostage in his house and making decisions for him and, like, taking advantage of him. But,
sounds
like,
terrible.
He was, like, out in public the other day and he's like, no, I'm fine. And people are like, no, it's Stockholm Syndrome. And he's like, no, really, I'm good. Like,
wow.
I've just been laying low at my house. Like, I'm old. What the fuck? Like,
that's wow.
So I was seeing if you maybe thought anything of that.
That's interesting. Well, shit. Dude, you know, people get taken advantage of. I don't know if it's real or not.
Well,
I mean, he's an interesting guy, you know, so who knows?
Well, like Mickey, you worry about shit like that because Mickey Rooney was Mickey Rooney, you know, he's a world famous actor, had hundreds and thousands, if not millions of dollars from years of TV and movie, and his shit was always syndicated.
Okay.
I want to say it was like a stepson from a previous marriage. Completely took advantage of him, like bankrupted his fucking entire life savings.
That's
tough. It was pretty bad. Like I saw some like thing on it. He's fucking just bawling.
Yeah, man. Sometimes children just can't stop taking from their family. Am I right, family?
Children are fucking shitholes.
Children are the worst.
And if you're upset about this at all, you can contact us and leave a message at 813-693-2124. Again, that number is... Yeah, this is... it's not my number.
I would have said.
Will has a Google Voice hubline.
So people can leave voicemails?
Yeah, they can leave voicemails.
Oh, cool.
813-693-2124.
Yes, yeah, Wacky Will back in the studio. We're just pumping up your voicemail number.
Yeah.
Call in. So, if you like Trump, I dare you to call in. Say the worst things you could ever say.
Yeah,
we
you
hear
motherfuckers.
We'll play it live on the air.
I'll acknowledge just about anybody that fucking texts or tweets.
Yeah.
Or
if you threaten my life, I'll threaten yours, okay?
So have we talked about your rooms yet that you're running?
My rooms? it's a good time to jump in.
Yeah, well, it'll
if
lead
you threaten my life, I'll threaten yours. And if you want to know where to find me.
But come watch me tell dick jokes.
Come to James Joyce Mondays, 9 to 11. Because, you know. 9/11, am I right? But, yeah.
That's going to pack them in.
Oh, jeez. I'm going to get murdered very soon.
Oh, what if I told you we weren't recording this whole time?
That'd be hilarious.
I mean, we have been.
Oh, boy.
But,
horrible. So Mondays, 9 to 11, James Joyce. And then Wednesdays,
and that's an
Ebor? 6 to 8, Liquid. Both an Ebor. Both super hot shows. Bada boom, bada bing, I'm the king.
Hey, fair warning, everybody. Liquid, I wasn't fair warned, is a rather gay bar, but very fun.
Very fun.
Like, they were super receptive.
Oh,
like,
they're the best. Receptive.
Oh.
Gross, disgusting.
That's how you got the show, that you tongued a butthole.
I had to T-A-B to
T-A-B.
Get anywhere.
To get the S.
To get the
with
the
an
S
and a
the S?
Show.
The show, yeah.
On a stage with a mic.
With a mic.
You got any shows coming up? I know you got the one. Plug the shit out of it because I want to get on. I want to go to that
Eliza?
Show. Yeah.
Yeah, man. April, middle of April, I think 14th through the 16th, I'll be with Eliza Schlesinger all weekend at the Improv. It's going to be the best.
Are you hosting that show?
Yeah, I'm hosting it. I don't know who the feature is, but it's
going to be probably
bringing
wonderful. Somebody.
Yeah, probably. I hope it's, you know, I hope it's somebody great.
It probably will be. Oh, I wonder if she... Do you think she travels with a guy or a female?
I don't know.
Cause some,
mystery.
Because some female comics
three
like
way,
to bring a dude.
Way? Five way? What, tell me when.
In an orangutan way?
Six way? Yeah. Mm. Yeah, but...
23 way?
23. That's Jordan's favorite.
Yeah, she's super fucking funny. We talked about that on the podcast with Tony Gadd last week, which will be released tomorrow.
I liked her
tomorrow,
last Netflix special a lot. She did a good
Freezing
special.
Hot.
Yeah, I liked
it. I liked War Paint, too. I like when she just... War Paint's fucking good. She breaks down, like, the little voices and shit.
Right.
One of the voices that she does in the little characters that she does in War Paint or Freezing Hot is actually a callback to War Paint.
Okay.
Like, and she says this. She's like, yes, I used to work at a pharmacy. It's a joke about her doing, like, the same voice and, like, character.
Right, right. Cool.
So it's fun. It was really good specials.
Yeah,
but
she's good, man. I like her.
I want to see her. I'm going to go see Philippe Esparza.
Yeah, Philippe.
He's hilarious.
Winner of Last Comic Standing.
I heard his fucking podcast with Bert Kreischer.
Oh, he's got a podcast?
Well, I think he does, too, but he was on Bert's BertCast. But, dude, he's been through some shit. Like, if you like his comedy, listen to it, and you'll love it even more.
Wasn't he, like, homeless for a while or some shit?
Yeah, like, he was homeless. He was addicted to crack.
Addicted to crack. Holy shit.
Isn't that every comic
story,
though?
Maybe not crack. Speed.
I'm getting there,
folks. Might have been speed.
When will he crack tonight at 10?
I was just talking to somebody about smoking. Oh, yeah, they're not sure if they smoke crack or not.
They're not sure if they do.
I think they would know.
Were doing a bunch of coke with people, and they didn't really like snorting. And they're like, "Here, we'll just smoke it." And he's like, "And it's kind of the same thing with me. I thought it might have been freebasing, but in retrospect,
in retrospect, when I was smoking that crack, I don't know.
I was like, I thought I was just freebasing, which again is a half a step away.
Yeah, if you wanted to be really cool, kids, guys, go out
freebase
light. It's like you put coke in a bowl, like you're smoking it. Just try to smoke it. Smoke coke. Maybe there's crack in it. You might get lucky.
No, you gotta add shit to it for it to be crack.
Throwing like cat food and shit.
You have no idea how to make crack, do you?
Go to the medicine cabinet. Just pour it all in a bowl and
drink it. You better hope this fucking comedy works out, because you're definitely not gonna be able to cook and sell crack.
Wait, why not? And listen, I think
there's baking soda involved,
dude,
man.
Favorite
you gotta mix
story,
that shit up.
Favorite news story ever. This guy got arrested. He was like selling a bunch of kids these 2 liters full of yellow liquid, and he was like, it's like my energy drink. It's like my homemade energy drink. And there was, like, meth and shit in it. And, like, the best part was they were, like, They claimed you peed in them, too. You did you pee in these? And he was like, no, I never peed in these. I would never do that. It's good stuff. And then they were like, we tested it. And it said there was piss in it. And he goes, you know what? I pissed in every fucking one of those bottles. He goes, I hope people drank them and drank my piss. And I'm like, what a cool guy. Like, he's like, I know I'm busted. I might as well go out like a hero.
Well, you, I heard a story from somebody that you had a cool Coke story.
What's up?
About a famous Hollywood actor.
I've already told that too many times. Sorry, dude.
That's all right.
I've already told it many times. I'm never speaking of that again.
That's hurtful.
Well, you know.
I was late to the train.
Yeah, you're late to the train. I only got so many stories.
You did Coke with John Voight.
Who?
John Voight.
No, John Travolta.
Oh.
Off Tom Cruise's penis.
While he got fondled.
Yeah. And there's a
welcome to Hollywood.
Look, John Travolta. I'll do a line off of Tom's penis, but let my
and
balls
the best
go.
Part was it was on the other side of some two way glass for a focus group for the next Mission Impossible. but the worst part was the glass. The mirror part was on our side.
The worst part was is that the whole time they had broken arrow played in the background.
Wait, is this? Oh shit! They see us.
Do you like me? Do you like me over there?
I've never seen it.
That's
no
my
idea.
John Travolta impersonation. It's pretty bad.
No idea. Never seen any of his movies.
All right, that makes me sad.
Except
but
for
all right,
Grease. Not even Grease. I've seen like
so
one
we'll,
scene in Grease.
We'll move on. We'll move on.
He was in The Punisher. I know John Travolta from The Punisher. That's it.
He was pretty decent in that. So what? Besides Eliza, do you have any dates coming up you want to plug?
I think I got some coming up. If you you got a second.
All right, well, you do that. The only one I have coming up that'll be after this is the 30th, March 30th. I will be at Foo Bar. Why do I feel like I just said all of that really oddly? Am I that high?
Nothing good. Nothing really worth promoting.
Well, I'm going to promote Foo Bar because I'm closing the show.
Yeah, geez. It's great, too, because I'm literally looking at these dates one at a time, and I'm like, these are just bad places.
Just bad shows. You don't even want it.
Yep. But, you know, but sometimes that's the run of the road.
You're going to do them for $20.
Sometimes that's how it is. St. Pete one night, Clearwater the other night. Yeah. Does it get more national than this?
Largo.
St. Pete the next night.
Yeah. Listen, yeah, Largo and Clearwater are different places.
Yeah.
Okay?
Each of them are equally horrible.
They're 2 miles apart from one another.
So I shouldn't say that because I've had good shows. And the next night
good shows, but, you know.
The next night we did, me and Netta were at Two Palms and it went pretty good.
Right,
except
right.
We had like 3 guest sets.
Okay.
All of them did okay. And it was fun times, man. It was
nice.
Fun times.
Sometimes it's really sweet, man.
Yeah, I'm doing a guest set at Peggy O'Neill's with Doug Caney and Kyle Roos. Kyle on Saturday.
When are you
the
doing
show.
That?
Saturday, the 19th. That's why I didn't promote it.
I think I'm headlining at Peggy's in like a few weeks. At some
Where's
point.
Peggy's?
It's some fucking restaurant.
Oldsmar.
I ate the dude. Oh my God, this motherfucker. one time somebody told me there was a show going on there. I was like, all right, I'll go. And I show up, and there was no show. It was just this shit restaurant. So me and Cam just eat at this shit restaurant. And
why are you whispering?
Just because I was mad about it. And I was just remembering showing up, and I was like, not only is there no show, but this is like
a shitty restaurant.
So come see me there. That's how I do promo sometimes. Listen, if it's not my room, it's garbage. I don't trust it. It's Muslim.
Well,
and you know what I do to Muslims? I deport them.
If
I
you
want to
complain
them.
About John Jacobs,
I import
813-693-2124.
What would he say? What does he import? I import jobs. I import money.
Everybody's
I import deals, success.
America's going to be huge.
Deal. He's so smart.
We're
going to
make it great again.
All he says is how great. He's just, you know, it's like the Rick Ross theory. Just say sick shit about yourself and it'll come true.
I'm the greatest.
I'm successful. I'm awesome. Yeah. They're like, what? No, you're not.
I have a huge
yes,
penis.
Yes, I am. Look at my tiny hands.
My penis
tiny
is
little
huge.
Baby hands.
Donald
Please
Trump.
Don't take pictures of my tiny hands.
Donald Trump, I challenge you and your baby hands to come on my podcast.
Yeah, yeah Donald Trump,
and
if you want to
mother,
swing
listen.
By
Tampa.
Second Street, are we?
Yeah.
Second Street.
Don't give out the address.
Oh, why?
Yeah, I'd prefer if you didn't.
Shit. Well, where Second
Will,
Street?
Will play some, says some pretty volatile things on here.
Well, just so you know.
Will's crazy.
Anywhere there's a Second Street, kill everyone in every house. Because right. There's a good chance. It's Wacky Will and the Dunking Crew.
Wacky Will.
Oh, the Kia Soul.
Man.
It talks.
All right, what's your social meds, bro?
At Maybach Diamonds. That's it.
On Twitter?
That's it, yeah.
Are you on Instagram?
Yep. At Mabe's Dimes.
Maybach Diamonds.
Maybe Damies.
Facebook?
My boy, yeah.
John
yeah, wait, no, but don't find me on Facebook. I'm not. I don't friend anybody.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
It's great, yeah. I'm keeping it this time to only comics, pretty much, so...
Fair enough.
You know, because last time it was just, I hated reading everybody. I already do. I already hate reading everybody's stuff because everybody's a piece of shit. So it's like hard, you know?
I can't wait to see tonight.
That's Maybach Diamonds
read
Twitter.
The Facebook feed tonight because everybody's going to be so salty about Trump winning and Bernie losing.
I don't want to do it.
Man. I might not even
it's
going to
be awesome.
I'm just going to go home and play my fucking Contest of Champions
People
Marvel
are just
game.
Go, you suck, Florida. What'd you do that for? Florida.
Florida's
and
awful.
I'm going to say, suck my dick. I didn't do it.
All right.
Wacky Will did it.
Maybach Diamonds
Wacky
on
Will on the water filter.
Wacky Will on Twitter, a.k.a. Will.
Home underscore made underscore man.
The CEO.
Hashtag Wacky Willie.
Homemade.
Hashtag Wacky Willie.
Hashtag Wacky Willie.
As always, life. James Bailey, ha.
And if you get a Wacky Willie tattoo, you get to come on the show for life.
Actually, yeah, I'll do that. I'll say
of course
that.
You'll do that.
If somebody
you should
away,
do it, James.
If any, I'm not going to do
You should
it.
Get a Wacky Will tattoo.
Nah, I'm good. I'm
but then
good.
You'll have a show for life.
No. Not going to do
Will.
It.
Will, you should get a Wacky Will tattoo.
Maybe I will. We'll see.
Oh, maybe he will.
That'll be the virgin
Maybe he Wacky Will.
We'll get it.
We'll do that as a bet come football season or something.
Yeah. Come but, on Wacky Will.
Hey,
if you come to Liquid. Oh, tie-ins, plugs. What kind of plugs? Butt plugs?
Maybe.
Shout out to Randy Holt for having the most killer joke at a gay bar ever.
Instead of soap.
Randy Holt was like, he's like, you know, you're at a gay bar? I'd hit the soap dispenser, but Vaseline came out.
Am I right, ladies?
The gay dudes were just like, ah!
Loving it. So perfect.
All right, so that's Liquid on Wednesdays.
Yeah, so come out there, see some good stuff like that.
I'm James Bailey, haha. Yeah, no Trump fans. James Bailey, haha.
They're going to come disrupt my shows, dude. If Trump fans come disrupt my shows, just know that I carry 4 guns on me. Always.
I see what you're doing here.
And guess what? It's actually 6.
I see what you're doing here.
What, me?
Yeah.
What am I
see
doing?
Every time I go to give up my social media, he jumps on with the Trump shit. I see you.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
No, he just has diarrhea mouth. He just goes. whenever he's got a microphone.
Social media?
Whenever he's got a microphone in front of his face, he's a new man.
I thought he's. I was like,
my
stepdad's like, don't get me wrong,
favorite
I love it.
Podcast.
My stepdad. It'll
oh,
touch
don't you.
You.
Don't you want to plug your YouTube show?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Couch Talk. Come see it. We got Talk. Mike Kaplan coming on next.
What?
Yeah, he's the man.
Word.
Yeah. America's Got Talent.
Couch.
He made it to, like, top 8.
Couch Talk
what a
on
hero.
YouTube.
And he's bringing his blessings to the couch.
He's going to fuck
epic
John on
event.
The couch.
No, he already did. It was great.
That'll be the outro.
Or does he?
You'll have to tune in to find out.
Yeah, find out on the next.
Men having gay sex.
Yeah, men of, was it Sons of Anarchy? Yeah, men of gay sex.
I asked John if he wanted to put Couch Talk on HMB Radio, and his reply was, yeah, if you want to put it on there, that's fine. And I was like, okay, never mind.
Oh.
John doesn't want to join our happy family.
Yeah, that's the point, though.
I know.
You don't care.
I know.
You have
to
care. You have to go places.
Of course I
want to
care. Guys, I care.
We care.
Would I be here?
Yes.
On Wacky Will's mom's favorite podcast. After a long night with JB Smoove.
We might actually end up changing the name to Wacky Willie's mom's favorite podcast.
Sounds like
it's
a,
good.
It's
sounds
a
good.
Mouthful.
Dude, you'll get a whole theme park based off that.
Hashtag Wacky Willie.
Hashtag Wacky Willie for life. Get the tattoo. You get free Chipotle burritos for life. We have a sponsorship. I'm not joking.
And this is in no way connected to Chipotle.
Do it. Show up. They will give you a fucking burrito.
And if they,
if
don't,
the magic
smack
words is say, give me the fucking burrito, you faggot.
Do you not see my tattoo, you fat Jew?
That's part of the promo. Yeah, you fat Jew on an anthill. Oh, he dies a man.
James Bailey, haha. Facebook,
Hot
Twitter, Instagram, and in Hot Topic.
Yeah, at Hot Topic. I work at Hot Topic now as a janitor.
And everybody, make sure you call your mom, tell her you love her, and thank her for listening to my podcast.
Boo!
I'm a player in every sense of the word, you heard. I'm getting money from these dummies, flip your chicks so absurd. I'm a player and I pop collars. Yeah.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Check out hmbradio.com for even more podcasts, including the Homemade Broadcast, the Taoist Cowboys podcast, and more coming soon. hmbradio.com.